Hurricane Sandy had plenty of opportunity to demonstrate its destruction as it traced its windy path to our shores. 60 were killed in the Caribbean. Haiti was hit particularly hard. 51 of those killed were in Haiti, and more than 200,000 were rendered homeless. Jacqueline Charles, Caribbean correspondent for the Miami Herald, just returned from Port-au-Prince yesterday evening.
Well, the situation is that you're looking at more than 50 Haitians who have died as a result of Sandy. I mean, it has brought death and devastation to Haiti. I went up in a helicopter on Saturday with Prime Minister Laurent Lamothe, and we traveled the southern coastlines of the country. And basically what you saw was just the devastation below. Lots of cut-off roads. There were still places that were underwater. There was one scene that I recall. While we actually, traveled by car the day before, there was a man walking in his front yard trying to get into his house, and the water was chest high.
And in fragile Haiti, where in the best of times the infrastructure is dubious, the vulnerable become victims once again, says Jacqueline Charles.
You started off with 370,000 people who are still living in tents, mostly in the Port-au-Prince in the capital area. And according to the latest figures that I'd seen from the government, this storm had made an additional 200,000 individuals also homeless because we had reports of houses just being swallowed by rivers overrunning their banks. And for people who lived along the coastline, houses just fell into the ocean. Now, when you also think about this, prior to Sandy, the country was already experiencing a food security crisis because of a drought in the northern regions of the country and also rising prices in the urban areas. And now the one areas that have been spared as a result of disease or weather, because we had Tropical Storm Isaac, which damaged, according to the government, $200 million worth of damage it created in the southeastern region of the country. Now, areas that have been spared from that are now greatly impacted. What I saw when we were traveling along the southern coast on Friday, myself and my photographer colleague, we saw a lot of down, banana plants. We saw a lot of farms underwater. You saw basically, the produce, that the staples of the Haitian diet that were not imported, which is completely gone.
The devastation from the earthquake in 2010 is still evident here. The cholera problems that have resurfaced are an echo of that disaster. Hurricane Sandy, just another calamity for a nation reeling.
The unfortunate thing right now is that we really aren't going to have a real sense of what the total impact of this storm is, because many of the places that have been hardest hit remain cut off by roads. But clearly what this storm has done is brought a lot of destruction to a country that can ill afford it and a country that was not directly hit by it.
Jacqueline Charles is the Caribbean correspondent for the Miami Herald. She just returned from Port-au-Prince yesterday evening as Hurricane Sandy was hitting the United States.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.